This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sri Lanka is now under a state of emergency, one day after 290 people, including several foreigners, were killed and hundreds of others injured on Easter Sunday after coordinated bombings throughout the nation. Government officials said Monday that the National Tawfiq Jamaat organization is responsible. They will investigate if the group had links to foreign terrorist organizations. Sri Lanka Project Director for the International Crisis Group in London, Alan Keenan, tells VOA why it is thought that could be the case.
Which is not to let the, if indeed those the government has arrested are responsible, obviously they need to be held to account. But it does seem that they must have been working with others with the kind of experience and technical capability to pull off these outrageously violent attacks.
Authorities said 24 people have been arrested so far. The United States is ending its sanctions waivers for five countries that import Iranian oil, hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Middle East by cutting off its main source of national revenue. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
The waivers will end effective May 2nd for three U.S. allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. Additionally, Italy, Greece, and Taiwan had already acceded to U.S. demands to end their purchases of Iranian oil. Iran, in apparent reaction to the move, is threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, a strategically important choke point. A senior Trump administration official says there would be absolutely no justification for Iran to close the strait. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's Transitional Military Council wants protesters to remove themselves and the blockades they've placed around the military headquarters in Khartoum. The council's warning comes a day after talks between the protesters and the military broke down because the military refuses to transfer power to a civilian government. Protesters vowed to stay on the streets until that transfer of power happens.
I think this is not good from the new government to say this. The many militaries are going to be stay here, and many people want to stay here, and we need many protesting.
Protesters have been demanding a change in regime since December. The Trump administration is offering rewards of up to $10 million each for information that disrupts the finances of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah organization. The state and Treasury departments say the money will be paid to people who provide anything from names of donors to bank records and more. Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security Michael Evanoff.
What sort of information are we seeking? We are welcome any information that leads to the identification and disruption of Hezbollah's financial mechanisms and individuals who manage or facilitate them.
The payments will be made by the State Department's Rewards for Justice program that usually offers cash for information leading to the whereabouts of wanted terrorists. This is the first time the program has been used to target a financial network. Leaders of Pakistan and Iran agreed Monday to expand border security cooperation to fight terrorist groups waging attacks in both countries. Television actor Volodymyr Zelensky won in a landslide victory in the Ukrainian presidential election Sunday. Exit polls show he received about three times as many votes as incumbent Petro Poroshenko. Henry Ridgewell has more on what the future could look like with analysis from Anatoly Oktishuk.
Zelensky has pledged to continue Ukraine's pro-Western path 5 years on from Russia's forceful seizure of Crimea and invasion of eastern Ukraine.
I think that a more pragmatic model of cooperation with Russia will be installed, that an economic cooperation will gradually be reinstated. But the conflict will not be resolved. Over the past 5 years, there has been a very significant fracture. As soon as Zelensky tries to overcome it, he will face resistance from radicals, nationalists, and other political opponents.
Poroshenko is expected to hand over power next month. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.